just can't catch a hurricane. And you can't catch Carl Kennedy either, because Carl is the man. He is on the line right now with us here on WSEA Portsmouth 106.1 FM. I am Mark, and I'm the heavy metal guy here at the station. I am here to talk to Carl of the Rods and so many other projects. Carl, can I call you the hurricane tonight? How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay, Mark.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, what's with the snow? I thought we were kind of over that, and I was looking forward to bikini weather, and all of a sudden we're buried.
I just, you know, this is ridiculous. The weather, I mean, it's just insane. What was it, a week ago we were in, like, upper 60s, even reached 70, but the week before that it had been 7 days in a row of snow, and now you've got this, and it's a snowstorm. It's just insane. It's ridiculous. I mean, yeah, I'm ready for you, man. I'm ready for the bikinis, not on me and you, but, yeah.
yeah. No one wants to see a bikini on me, Mark.
you know what? I got to agree with you on that. I totally agree. No bikinis on Carl. So thanks a lot for calling in. Where are you right now?
I'm actually in outside of Scranton, PA. That's my home. So,
all right. So you're a big Bruins fan, are you? Yeah, they're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Good answer. Good answer. So, Carl,
I learned, Mark, when I moved to Pennsylvania, I learned that I was just a fan. Like, everybody is a big Penn State fan. And I wasn't particularly a big Penn State fan, but I am now.
Well, yeah, I guess it's very provincial depending on where you live, you know, whether it's the college football or the NHL hockey teams or baseball. I mean, yeah, it's very provincial. When it comes to Pennsylvania, yeah, with Philly and Pittsburgh, and yeah, I know. I have these battles with people before, and when I talk to people from other areas of the country, I'm like, come on, you got to be a Red Sox fan. You got to be a Bruins fan. And they're like, no, just not happening. So I get it.
I'm still a Yankees fan. I can't help it. You know, I grew up in New York State. And you know,
see, I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up, because I didn't want to have to insult you live on the air for being a – I mean – but I know you're just joking. You're just playing around, having a good time. Yeah, I totally get that. That's totally fine. I'll let that one slide. So, you know, Carl, you've got some news, some record label news to share. So what's the latest with the Rods and the record label?
Well – you know, a lot of stuff going on with us, which before I announce that, I want to tell you that, you know, St. James was my secret band during the 90s, where I produced and played on the albums. That CD came out in January. Vinyl's about to be released.
And we're gonna get to the St. James in just a moment. Yeah, we will definitely get to that one. Oh yeah, well, yeah, we're gonna touch on that for sure.
If you've got all these things covered, then let's go with the fact that we're really excited. It's been a long time coming. We've tried to work with Ollie for three times over our career, and two other times prior to this, and we're finally able to say that we've signed with Steamhammer SPV.
Right.
And we're thrilled. We're excited. We have a new album, Louder Than Loud, in the works, and I think it's some of our best material I want to say years, but I probably could say decades.
So you've mentioned that you tried and tried to make a deal work with Steamhammer and Ollie. What has happened? I mean, when you said tried and tried, what has happened before? Why was it not until 2017? What happened before that just it didn't work out?
You know, it's really complicated. It would be really boring for listeners, but we tried to work it out, and it had nothing to do with Ollie. It just had something to do with people in between, and you know, we were never able to make it happen.
So
finally, after cutting out the middle people, we finally been able to just go direct, and we're able to cut a deal that we're all happy with.
All right,
and so we're excited.
All right, so going directly to the source. See, I thought maybe this time around they decided to finally promise you the limos, the chicks, and the endless supply of cash or something, and that's why it finally worked out.
That would have been nice, Mark. The limos, the chicks, but I mean,
the old days, yeah. So, and Steamhammer specifically, obviously very highly respected German label, been around forever. You know, bands like The Destruction come to mind when I think of Steamhammer over the years. How much of it is Steamhammer the label versus you wanted to work directly with Ollie himself? What drew you to Steamhammer as opposed to some of the other labels out there?
That's like talking about the Yankees and the Sox, you know. I mean, it just probably shouldn't get into it. But, no, Ollie is... You know, we've wanted to work with Ollie. We just think he's a great A&R, you know, a great record label guy. But, you know, obviously the label itself is fantastic. It's a solid great family, and their record speaks for itself. I mean, they have promoted, they have some killer bands on the label and continue to seek out talent and promote it very well. So, I mean, it was a no-brainer for us. And the fact that Ali has been a longtime Rods fan and we've been a fan of his, it was just a good combination for us. That's why we're really thrilled.
All right, before we touch on St. James, and speaking of record labels, you know, the Rods are not exactly an up-and-coming band. You've been around the block for a while. What is the most ridiculous thing a label has ever done for you or even told you?
Sorry, finish that statement. Most ridiculous what?
The most ridiculous thing a label has ever done for you or even told you that they would do for you.
Putting you on the spot. That opens a whole can of, like, what lies. Like, what bigger lies labels have told us, promises made. I can't even think of one that's, we've had so many things from, if you don't record this song, you know, your engineer will never work in the business again, to, crazy stuff, you know. So I don't know.
All right, so
probably the best one was all the fact that, you know, when we were on the road, we were pretty young and crazy and we were single, and, you know, there was a lot of, you know,
fun times.
photos floating around, and a lot of times the record people would want to see them. And I think the biggest lie was, we'll return these to you, because they never came back.
Oh, you miss your old photos. Oh, well.
I don't miss them at all, but I'm just saying that we had a lot of them, but some of them were just sort of never came back. But, you know, record labels have been, we've had some great A&R people over the years, you know, and we've had some people that were less than thrilled, you know, we were thrilled with. So that's just the nature of the business. It kind of eats its young, and.
Well, you mentioned Steamhammer. You signed with them. They're a German label that's been around forever, and label issues. And I just spoke with the author David Gelke last week, who wrote this book called Damn the Machine, The Story of Noise Records, another German label with a long, lengthy history. And so when it comes to dealing with record labels and the business and all that, I find it absolutely fascinating. And so while we can't get into it now about your dealings with, like, say, Steamhammer to make this finally work out and other nature, I'm one of those fans. I find that kind of stuff interesting, even if there are some boring details in there. It's like, because a lot of us fans, we're not privy to that kind of inner working of how a band and label interaction and relationship works. And to hear it directly from the band as opposed to, like, a label press release, it's like night and day. So it's good to hear, I guess, directly, I don't want to say from the horse's mouth, but, you know, from the other angle, you know, not a press release, not a smoothing it over or whatever, just like, okay, let's hear what the artist has to say, you know, because usually it's a quite a different story than what the record label has to say. So you mentioned...
Go ahead. And honestly, you know, us signing with Steamhammer SPV was something we wanted to do. In this day and age, especially as you said so eloquently, we've been around for a while, and with the way things are now, we don't really need a label per se to release a product. We can do it on our own. We've done it on our own. So joining hands with Steamhammer SPV was something we really wanted to do, because we believed in the label and we believed in Ali. So, you know, I think that speaks volumes right there. I mean, we didn't need to do this, so it was something we wanted to do.
Awesome. Yeah, and like you said, you're at the point in your career, you've been around a while, you don't have to do it. So I think it says something for Ali. He should pat himself on the back that, hey, these guys didn't have to, and they did it anyway. So before we get to St. James, you mentioned a new record for the Rods, Louder Than Loud. I'm guessing, wild guess on my part, no stylistic departure here. You're not going to go alternative rock on us. But having said that, what can we expect from Louder Than Loud?
Mark, all these songs are about 14 minutes long, and they're very much in the Harry Chapin style, acoustic guitar, big, big, long stories.
Now I understand why Ali wanted to sign
you. Very personal, very, very personal, intimate stories, and, you know, slight departure from the Rod, Slam You Over the Head, anthemic rock. You know, it's just very, beautiful stories told in great length and great detail with acoustic guitar.
Well, after all these years, I think you've earned the right to do it. And a little cowbell, a little triangle to go along with it.
A little cowbell, you know.
awesome and louder than loud.
It is I think it's some of our best material, like I said, in a long time, and some of it we've actually played live, and it's something that I'm really happy. I mean, it's not a big departure. I think there is a maturing, you know, like we're not, I don't think lyrically we're going down some of the paths we chose in the past. So I think we're lyrically a little more mature, and you're going to get some high energy, and you're going to get a basic trio rods, you know, pumping it out. So I think the fans will be happy.
That's what the fans want to hear. Well, that and, you know, the triangle and gongs and 14-minute long songs and Harry Chapin style. Oh, sure.
Symbols,
yeah.
You know?
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, that's definitely what the fans want to hear. So let's talk St. James. The new album is out, Resurgence. I got to jump right into this one. That album cover is awesome.
Eric Philippe, who does our artwork
awesome.
for the Rods in the last 10 years. Eric Philippe did that. He is just a brilliant, brilliant guy. He's become a good friend and just impressive artwork. I'm glad you noted that. A lot of people commented on what a great cover.
Oh yeah, it's killer. I mean, you've got this locomotive from hell coming at you. And is there any truth to the rumor that that locomotive was designed after the way you look in the mornings when you wake up? Oh, so it's true.
You know, that's a kind depiction, if that is the case. So that is a kind one.
Ah, well, it's a killer album cover. I mean, it just screams, oh, kick your ass, hard rock. Absolutely killer. But I want to ask you about a specific song, a song that stood out to me when listening to the record. You give me your thoughts on this song, whether you want to tell me how it came to be, what it's about, what it means to you, if you even remember anything that comes to mind. Tell us about the song called This Distance.
This Distance, I mean, all these songs, when they were brought in, Jimmy is the songwriter, and hence the St. James. Jimmy would sit down, and we would all work on the song. Jimmy and I mostly would work on the arrangement. And that song, you know, we did some arrangement changes in it, and it was just a song that we played live in the studio quite a bit, fleshing it out before we actually recorded it. So, and that wasn't always the case with all the songs. We would do pre-production and work on them, but we wouldn't always do, it wouldn't go through so many transformations and arrangement changes as this one did. So
do you have, it's kind of a generic question, but do you have it's kind of on the flip side of the generic question. You know, oftentimes when artists are being asked about their new album, you know, interviewers will say, so do you have a favorite song in the record? I like to ask something a little bit different, which is, do you hear in your head a song on the record where you think, damn, we just didn't get it right, or I didn't do that right, or I wish I could just go back and either fix that or take it off the record? Are there any of those moments on the Resurgence record for you?
You know, I'd love to be a wise ass and say, never happened. But in all honesty, I would say 99% of what I've ever done, I always think, oh, why didn't I do it this way? Or why could have done this? Or now I hear this, I would have changed this, or I would have brought this up in the mix or that down, or killed the reverb here. A million things. So, you know, I mean, one of the songs, I love that album. And I always loved the songs. I always wanted to play live with the band because we obviously had a chemistry. I love the material. And the singer, John, is a killer. I mean, they're just great guys. Bob's a great bass player. Jimmy's a great guitarist, songwriter. You know, I love a lot of the songs. I do love Let It Rain as a just a song that when I'm driving, I always find myself driving a little fast.
You know, it's interesting.
It's a fun song.
It's interesting you bring that up, because that was going to be the next song I asked you about. And I'm listening to the record, I get into This Distance, and I'm like, I love this song. And actually, I would say Let It Rain, it's my least favorite song on the record. So give me some background on Let It Rain.
You know, I don't know, like, where Jimmy, I don't like asking songwriters to explain themselves. I always find that that's boring to me, or it takes me away from what I've interpreted the song to be. So I never asked them to kind of explain the roots of it. But I know that I was producing Young Turk at the time, and I know that, you know, the bands that I was dealing with, they were all friends. And Let It Rain has a little bit of a Young Turk kind of vibe to it. And So I don't know. I mean, the guys from Young Turk are from Miami, and so they kind of had that flavor, the Latin flavor, influencing their music. So I'm not really sure that Let It Rain was influenced by Young Turk or not, but there's just something about it that I really liked.
So you're saying that you don't want to know when you are presented a song, you don't want to know much about the specifics of the song in order to bring to the table what you bring. You just rather interpret it yourself and bring what you bring, as opposed to getting more of the background so you can figure out how best to put the Carl stamp on it?
Well, I want to understand the lyric and what they're getting at, but I don't want to know what their influences were getting there, because I think that if you understand, if I wrote a song, Mark, and I brought it in, and let's say I really wanted a song like Ain't Talking About Love by Van Halen or something, or a Judas Priest song, and I told you what song it was that influenced me by that, or lyrically, or the melody from another song, and I told you where my influences to write that song came from, in the back of your mind, you'd be kind of that song, every time you heard something, you kind of sort of fall back on, wow, that kind of reminds me of that. And subconsciously, that may lead you to start working in that song in a direction that maybe it shouldn't go, maybe not an original direction and so on. So when I say that, that's what I'm kind of meaning, that I don't really always want to know where the artist kind of, the derivative factor in their songwriting.
Has it ever happened where that did become an issue for you, where what you didn't want to know, you did know? Did you find that that actually did impact you? Or can you get beyond that if that does
happen? No, it's true. No, it's true. There have been, not that you can't get past it, but there have been times when I thought, wow, this song is very derivative of another artist, and it's almost like they're emulating that artist and they're trying to capture it so that ultimately when this song is done, they basically want someone to turn it on, drop in a CD, turn on the MP3 player, whatever the case, the radio, and the kind of that the artist they're emulating actually popping out of the speakers. So that's happened occasionally, and you know, I try to steer bands away from that, because I think at the end of the day, really what you have as an artist is just be true to yourself and, you know, do whatever you can to be who you are and present who you are strictly as that, and let it stand on its own, because, you know, being an imitator is never going to be as good as being an original of you. So,
well, speaking of who you are, who is Carl? I mean, you know, away from all the music and you're just hanging out at home, or maybe you're out at the grocery store. Basically, I like to ask this of artists, to find out who they are, not the public persona, not the band member or anything like that, just a regular guy. Who is Carl?
I'm pretty much, these days, I'm pretty much focused on music. And that's it. I'm pretty mellow, you know, hang out, go to clubs. I play with a local band, the Jeffrey James Band. I play with an 8-piece horn band when I'm not off doing something with the Rods. And so, you know, mostly, like my daughter says, she always has her comments always, drums, drums, drums. That's my life, you know. So it's basically music. I don't really go hang too much at clubs. And, you know, I basically work on music for the most part, which is why I have a lot of product in the pipeline right now.
So let's talk a little bit about that before we let you go. We heard about what's coming up with the Rods with a new record. You signed with Steamhammer. The St. James record is out. Vengeance just came out recently. What else? You just said the pipeline. What else is in the pipeline? And
I was asked to do a song to contribute a song to the God's Tribute CD. And so contributed Gotta Keep a Runnin', which is out on iTunes now. We released it separately. And that led me to come up with an idea that I'd wanted to do for a long time, which was a CD of covers. So I'm in the process now. It's called Under the Influences, and it's an album of cover material. We already have two songs done. We're working on a third. It'll be different artists. It won't just be a Kennedy project per se. It'll be different musicians I'm working with. Right now, Brad Sinsel, Evan Sheely, Bryn Ahrens, Gary Chesick, those people working, Alan Van Wert, just, you know, different artists that I like working with. And I'm going to release the songs as we do it. So now we have one that'll be coming out, and then we have another one in the pipeline behind it, and we're working on a fourth song, actually. So that's happening. And then I'm working with a group of guys here with them, and we're like almost 7 and 8 songs in on a new Kennedy album. So
you're a busy guy.
I'm excited about it. It's different. It's heavy. It's really, it's different from whatever, anything I've done before. So even though it's heavy, so.
Well, awesome. How about this?
I'm excited about that.
How are people going to find out more about St. James, your Kennedy projects, and the Rods? What are your websites, contact info? How do people get in touch with you?
Therods.com/Carl Kennedy, or you can just go to therods.com, and there'll be links there to my page, and all the Rods info will be there. So just therods.com and pretty much get everything.
And you do you respond to the emails yourself?
I do. Mm-hmm.
All right. So fans can get in touch with you directly and go to therods.com for more information about the Kennedy Projects, the Rods' upcoming release, the current St. James album, which has got, an awesome cover. I love that. Love that locomotive, man. Very killer, very killer. Hey, Carl, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Thanks for the updates. Let us know what's going on in your world. And I'm glad to know that you're a big Red Sox fan. I think we're going to stomp all over everybody else in the AL East this year.
Sure.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Carl. Take care, brother.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good one.